B-Pod Studios.
The following podcast is PG, may contain sketchy advice, embarrassing anecdotes, and may not be suitable for parents who think they have their shit together.
This is PG with Roxanne Wilder.
Once again, Meredith, I was going to text you over the weekend, and I know you're a new mom, and I know you told me that I can text you anytime.
You can, because my phone is on silent, and please feel free to text me at 2 a.m. or whenever, because I'm probably up.
Okay, good. Well, this time, I didn't want to text you because I didn't want to jinx myself. I was going to text you, tonight's the night. We're transitioning the baby from the snoo to the pack and play.
From the bassinet.
From the bassinet to another thing, because I don't want her to not be... I don't want her to be in her crib until she's a year old.
Gotcha.
Because
okay.
I'm fearful of SIDS.
Right. I totally gotcha.
So I want her right next to us. And even last night, she cried like, you know, only three times. But You're right there and you put it in. Whereas if you're not in the room with them, it escalates.
Right.
And then you
got
to get up, get out of bed, go
so
in there.
Annoying.
And you have to like really take them down five mm-hmm. notches and mm-hmm. it takes longer. So she was transitioning into the pack and play. Didn't make it. An hour.
No.
Did not make it an hour. It was disastrous.
Was this nighttime or a nap?
It was nighttime. It was overnight. And she's been napping in it. So she's okay to nap in it.
So you were transitioning mm-hmm. slowly so she could get used to it.
Yes.
Okay.
And I had, you know how the snoo has the nice white noise?
Yes.
I had one very similar to her.
Okay.
I also put a rolled up towel mm-hmm. around the inside of the pack and play.
Right.
In the U-shape.
Right.
So that she was able to just get in there and kind of get cozy.
Yes.
But the snoo gets them their legs so bundled up. And mm-hmm. she's only been halfway. Like, your baby, I know Olivia is probably still all the way snooed up.
Yes, she is.
And this one, she's only snooed to her waist.
I gotcha. Okay.
But it didn't work. So we're just going to have to try and mm-hmm. go on vacation and take a new bassinet that I just bought that's coming. See if she likes that better. I'm thinking the pack and play is just too low to the ground. It's just too floppy. She's not cozied in there.
It doesn't look very... By the way, do you have a mattress, a pack and play mattress?
Yeah, and it looks like a piece of meat in a sandwich.
Yeah, it just doesn't look
piece of bread.
Like, if I wouldn't want to sleep in that if I was
no.
baby. Now, the snoo, on the other hand, looks like I want one for me.
I know.
As an adult.
I know.
So that totally
a cozy
makes
snoo.
Sense.
Just snoo me at night.
Yes.
And then come talk to me in 12 hours, just
right.
like I do with my baby.
So I totally get that. I'm wondering, have you tried I think it's called, I just got it. It's called the Magic, like Magellan. It's this sleeping suit. It's like
ooh,
a weighted
ooh,
suit.
Ooh, okay.
It's a weighted suit. I'll take a
Look
picture of it when I get home. You don't have to buy this brand. I'm just telling you what I bought. And instead of them waking themselves up or flailing their mm-hmm. arms, or you know how the snoo will kind of wrap their belly in,
mm-hmm.
this kind of keeps them there. And so they feel comforted and cozy mm. and snuggled all
I
night.
I love it.
Yes. So that's just a something that also you can try, because apparently we can't spend enough money on our kids.
No.
Like, what else do I have to buy to
no.
get you to sleep through the night?
Exactly. I know. I didn't even care. I just bought her a new bassinet. I saw it had good reviews.
Please.
I'm like, okay, good. Boom. Done.
Yeah.
Because there is nothing, and I even tell Doug, I said, there's no price you
right.
can put on good sleep.
You can't.
She looks happy. When I go to lie her down in the snoo, she's happy. She's smiling. Yay,
yeah.
I'm going to get my cozy snoo. We wake her up. She's smiling.
Mm-hmm.
Governor DeSantis uses the snoo, too.
Yeah.
We talked about that.
Yeah.
So that hasn't worked. What are your tricks for sleep schedules in general right now? Where are you right now on the sleep schedule? Because
you're
2 months in.
Yeah. So this is where she's at. Okay. She's 7 weeks old. And she decides that she wants to go to bed at 10 p.m. every single night. And I'm like, that's not a bedtime. Bedtime is like 7 or 8. But
this is Olivia or?
This is Olivia.
Olivia, okay.
Olivia. So she's 7 weeks old. And
Aubrey's good. Aubrey's
good. She sleeps through the night unless she has a nightmare. She did last night. And
yeah, my daughter had a nightmare last night too.
Yeah, at around 4.
Uh-huh.
She cried and
yeah.
was like really, really upset. And I cuddled her for maybe a minute and then she went right back to bed.
Sorry to get off topic. Isn't that the worst when you're trying to walk out the door?
Terrified.
Either you're still asleep. And you know your alarm's going to go off in 30 minutes.
That's what happened.
Uh-huh. Or I also have the situation where I'm trying to get ready and
yeah.
she's upset. And in the mornings, we only build X
right.
amount of time in to get ready.
For sure. Yeah. And I had my hair straightener out. Like, I was going to actually put on some makeup
mm-hmm.
today. But
mm-hmm.
then with everything
beautiful.
Going on. Thank you. But with exactly. You have no time for yourself. It always goes to the kids. But when it comes to her sleeping, Olivia... Since she is so young, she goes to bed at 10 p.m. and she will sleep till around 7 to 8 a.m. with two feedings in the middle. And she'll feed for about 30 minutes, 40 minutes, and then she'll go right back to bed.
Oh, good. Okay, yeah. So that's not bad.
No, that's not bad. But I would really... So eventually we
She's better than Aubrey was, right?
100%. Aubrey was up every hour and a half.
And it is because of the snoo.
Yes, it is because of the snoo.
I'm a personal advertisement for it, and I don't care. It's a miracle product.
It really is. That's why if you weren't already transitioning to a pack and play,
mm-hmm.
then I would say... take that snoo on vacation with you.
I know.
That rhymed and it needed
yes.
to. But since you're already in the, transitional phase, it's hard to go back.
Mm-hmm.
You can.
Right.
Because, you can start back over.
Right.
But, buying a new bassinet and trying something else is good, too.
Mm-hmm. 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 You know what else I'm dealing with right now, along with the sleep schedule? It's funny because I have my girls on good sleep schedules. And last night it wasn't hot flashes. It was almost, I haven't had hot flashes, luckily, thankfully. I mean, I'm going to, we all are, but.
I have had hot flashes.
I have night sweats. I have night sweats.
Oh yeah. And that's common, I read.
Yes.
I was reading about, I was like, why am I like profusely sweating in the middle of the night?
And I was having these things last night where I was waking up. It was the weirdest thing. Almost like an electric shock, waking up and then just can't go back to sleep.
Right.
And I think that is hormonal. Mm-hmm. And I've noticed that, of course, my cycle is completely thrown off.
Yep.
And still, I'm 7 months. I'm, you know, 7 months postpartum. I mm-hmm. should be getting back to normal. And then I'm afraid, Meredith, I'm like, uh-oh, what if because I'm getting up there, what if my body got so used to being pregnant and it doesn't know how to have a period and do everything that it's supposed to do? You know the expression, you can't teach old dogs new tricks. You can't teach old dogs old tricks, apparently, either.
It's hard to have your body regulate itself and go back to normal. Mm-hmm. Because after I gave birth, my periods were super heavy. And they didn't regulate for about a year or two.
Mm-hmm.
And still, it was like 7 days and it was crazy.
Mm.
So the doctor this time around said if it's something similar to that and I'm still not regulating, like it's not going to be 5 to 7 days. If it's 7 days or longer, she's like, that's not healthy for you.
Too much. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So she's like, you're going to have to start taking like a birth control pill or something like that just to help regulate
mm-hmm.
yourself because it's not healthy for you to have that for that long.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
That explains why you're like lying on the floor, completely
yeah,
anemic,
tired.
Passed out.
Yeah, exactly. So I give yourself a little bit of time. You and I are very similar.
Mm-hmm.
We have very high expectations, not only of ourselves, but going back to work
right.
and our bodies and being mothers and wives and just, wanting not necessarily always the best every single day, but I want my body back.
Mm-hmm.
And why isn't it back yet?
Totally.
And I want to sleep more. And why am I hormonal? Why am I crying right now? But your body controls everything.
Did I tell you about my 10-point plan that I do every day? Did I tell you about this?
No,
it's so dorky.
Me.
Okay, so there are 10 things that I have to do every day.
Okay.
And then if I do these 10 things for like a month, then I'll reward myself with something.
Nice.
Probably a beauty treatment.
I love it.
Maybe a vaginal rejuvenation treatment.
And
so I might have to do that for 2 months. Save up for that one.
Yeah.
In any case, I have these 10 things. And so the idea is rather than look at the scale and rather than look in the mirror and go, oh, I look tired or haggard or, oh, I haven't lost the weight I want to. Then I just know, okay, Roxanne, you're doing what you're supposed to be doing. You're mm-hmm. taking the steps to do them. Silly things on the list, 8 glasses of water a day.
Yeah. I wish
take
I could
my
do that.
Right?
Yeah.
It's hard.
It is
Sometimes
hard.
It is hard. Take my supplements.
Mm-hmm.
Take my, use my 3 steps for my teeth, my flossing, my water pick. Obviously brushing, but
yeah.
but isn't that stuff you just kind of blow off
it
sometimes?
Is, for sure, 100%.
And then eating an extra, this is silly too, but it helps. I eat dinner, I go about my whole day eating, and then at the end of the night, I just go in the fridge and I get some vegetables, whatever they are. If it's raw spinach, if I want to make a shake. So one more serving of vegetables than I would not have had.
Wow.
And then the other thing is like reading. I mean, I should read to my kids every day, but if
yeah,
you don't do it,
happens.
you get out of habit of doing
right,
it.
Right.
And so then it's like when I put my head down at night, if I've done these 10 pretty simple things, then I just am like, okay, well, I'm doing the best I can. Mm-hmm. So then if I look in the mirror, I'm like, I'm not where I want to be.
Right.
I'm not. Well, you're doing the best you can. So who cares?
Well, listen, you're doing way better than me because I haven't.
You're
I
not
have
there
never,
yet. Oh.
I've never done that. And it sounds amazing. I don't. And the extra vegetables, like this all sounds absolutely fantastic.
Well, so girl, let me tell you, at seven weeks postpartum, I was not doing this lovely plan. I was Googling about every disease that I had.
It
I was insane.
So. I know. But that goes back to the high expectations of ourselves, because you probably would make yourself feel bad if you didn't have those extra vegetables, if you didn't get a chance to do like your teeth the way you want to.
I would just have a glass of wine so I would forget about it.
Oh, yeah. So last night I was having a glass of wine. Anthony's like, you know, you've been having a glass of wine for a little bit now. And I'm like, I have been sober for a year.
Right.
A year. And my body hasn't been mine. Mm-mm. And
now
he's concerned. It's just that he's like noticing maybe
a pattern.
Why is it that when you
need
cook,
it.
You want to have a glass of wine? And I just had to have a conversation with him. Like,
don't worry.
First of all, don't worry. Second of all, this is mommy. This is my time.
Yes.
Okay. My time to be creative, to cook, and my time to just decompress.
Yes. And you know, it's kind of a ritual. So it's not even that maybe, although you probably do like the alcohol buzz a little bit more because you haven't been able to get an alcohol buzz.
Right.
Because while you're breastfeeding, first of all, you have to pump and dump.
Yeah.
Or you just, but even when you do that, you don't get the effect of the alcohol because your body doesn't let you. It's too busy producing other stuff.
And let me indulge a little bit. Mm-hmm. You know, everything is always about the kids or it's about my husband or the household or family. It's like, This is my time.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe it's 30 minutes. Maybe it's an hour of cooking and this. But while I'm cooking and I'm having a sip, I'm always doing other things for other people. So this one thing and this glass
takes you down a bit.
It's mine. And I can relax.
And hold it.
Yes.
You know what you need to get?
And I feel feminine at the same time.
Uh-huh.
Cute.
Uh-huh. You need to get one of those wine necklaces. Have you ever seen those that you stick the glass in? I love those.
You just walk around with a baby. That's not for you. That's for mommy.
Okay. And my 10 points plan, I forgot to tell you. So if I do it for a month, I get a prize, whatever that is.
Yeah.
But if I do it for a week, I get my bath.
Oh.
So I just
relaxation.
Shut the door, get my glass of wine. I do an Epsom salt bath, like lavender Epsom salt, and then I get a face mask, and it's just the best. And then those little things makes it so you're able to survive and take care of your kids, right?
Yeah, you can decompress, and at least an hour of that time is for you, and the rest of the 23 hours is for everybody.
Yes, exactly. And now that we're talking about all this, you know how we talk about food, you get hungry for lunch?
Yeah.
Now I'm just craving a wine and a bath.
So. Let's go.
There you go.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.